after some fine performances this year,
some really good inningses,
JB and Billy have declared,
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Pat, today we look back at when Limo joined us and nearly cost us our radio license.
Oh, yes. The beep button got a good workout that day, Jimmy boy, but not as big a workout as when you were facing the West Indian pace attack. You were pooing yourself. I want to hear about that soon.
Next, it always concerns me when I see Topics Brownless on the rundown, but we're letting the big man loose.
Good.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
One 3353 ring time. Now, because we've got to touch base with the Rush Hour family, Jim. Our good friends out there, we haven't spoke to them for a while.
Yes.
Is your mate never wrong, Jim, and a flog? Here we go. Classic example, yesterday. Longest kick for Bosch, okay? 11 a.m. start at the Elsternwick footy ground. Not a hard place to find, to be honest. I haven't been out there before, but I found it straight away.
Yes.
Bang. So at 10:55 yesterday, we're all there. 30 of us were all there. Rabsy was there at the meeting point. Bosch, five contestants, Triple M staff, waiting for one person, one person only, and that is you, Jim. So I ring Jim. I ring his mobile. He answers. Hey, Jim, where are you? Quote from Jim. I'm here and no one else is here. I'm here, no one else is here.
Fat.
So.
I had a house 200 metres from Elsternwick Park. I know where it is.
30 of us are at Elsternwick Park. Jim somewhere else, but it's not your fault.
No, it isn't.
No, it was.
I was at Elsternwick Park.
There's no one there, Jim.
I know. Where were you?
We're at Elsternwick Park, footy ground.
Different,
that's where you were.
Different place.
You know where you were at? You're at the dog park.
Bill, Elsternwick Park.
We're not kicking footies at the dog park, right?
So, well, how was I meant to know that?
So you're wrong, Jim?
No, I was not wrong. I was at the right place, Elsternwick Park, even Hose.
No, don't bring anyone else
who
in.
Who lives nearest to where I live. Knows that that's called Elsternwick Park.
133353 is your mate never wrong, right. Just like Exhibit A here. I've got other examples.
Have you?
Melbourne v Brisbane. What a great win by Brisbane, Jim.
Well, it's exciting for Melbourne. For Brisbane. They have come from the clouds.
Geelong Collingwood at the MCG, Jim.
We're going to play this whole thing again.
Bill, we've
played all of these things before.
Not hard to say, Shaq, Jim.
I know where we're going.
Yes,
where we're going. To a break because you chatted to Shaq Beal.
Oh, Shaquille.
Did I want to say it correctly? Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal. Why did I say it so carefully? Because a second earlier you'd called him
Shaquille. Ben or Harry Mackay, Jim.
Have you spoken to Harry about the big arrival at Arden Street?
Ben?
Ben. Probably more appropriately, but H, because I know there's a fierce rivalry between the two of them.
No, you actually meant Ben, so you're trying to turn it around. But have
spoken to Ben.
So even Fat was onto that. And great sponsors of the Saturday Rub. Who are they, Jim?
Love it, Neds. Love it, Jared. We are going to a break.
It's Neds and it's Jared.
Are you really doing this?
Ring now. 133353.
Are you pointing out my inability to speak?
If your mate's a flog and never wrong.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it.
Bill, we're asking the Rush Hour family, is your mate a flog who's never wrong?
Like our mate Jim here, who's just...
And it doesn't look like it's worked to me. Sucked in.
I think it has. There's plenty of callers there. They're just banked up at the minute.
Where are they?
Beersy's trying to put them through out there. Let's go to Tom. G'day, Tom.
Hey, Blue Whale. Hey, Jing and Mums. How you going?
Blue Whale.
Tommy.
What do you got for us? Your mate a flog and never wrong?
Well, he's always never wrong, but he actually keeps a spreadsheet. If we go out to a pub and he spends $16 on a pint and I spent $12, there might be a little message the next day going, you owe me $4.
No. Wow.
That's just appalling.
That's not a tight ass.
Yeah, I can't have that.
No, you can't be doing
that. That's not your mate.
No.
He's behaving like that.
What's his first name, Tom?
I'll give you his nickname. His name's Dancy, and he's an accountant.
Come on, Dancy. You're better than that.
And an accountant. Should have known that.
Exactly. Damo's in Ballarat, Fat.
Damien, how are you?
G'day, gentlemen. One particular mate will, you'll ring for a chat and how you going and give him a bit of your story, and within 30 seconds he's turned it around on himself and it's all about him for the next half hour.
That's it? Yes, about him. You do that, Jim.
Oh, when?
When I try to ring you on the way home and you start telling us about your cricketing career at South
when
Australia.
When I try and ring you on the way home.
Yeah.
You've never rung me on the way home once.
We have a chat
in
every day.
In the 20 years we've been working together, that's Jim, never happened.
We have a debrief
so
after the show.
You're now telling lies.
And as I'm driving home and you say, I made 80, me and Bluey put it on, or fat ass Lehman or whatever, you're always going with that crap.
All right, Matt's on the line.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah, hey, boys. You got a good story. The mate is Suri from Google Maps, and it's also my wife. We're driving down the Mornington Peninsula.
Yep.
Going through Rye, and Suri says, turn right. So we're going through a car park. I thought, we're not going the right way. And yep. The wife says, yes, we are. Then we see boats, trailers. We're about to drive towards the ocean. She says, keep driving. We nearly launched into the ocean next to the Rye Pier. And she refused to say she was wrong,
yep.
And also Suri was wrong.
Yeah, that happens.
How about that, eh?
When you're talking...
How about that, eh?
Talking about some your mate who's a flog and is never wrong, Matt's rung us about his wife.
Well, Suri and his wife. Occasionally they get it
so
wrong,
fat.
Tim. They get it wrong occasionally.
Any more callers we're going to?
Yes, it's just a hold up at the minute while we try and put some more through.
You know what I love?
While we try and put some more through.
You have tried to be a smart ass. And guess what?
Where's Paul?
It hasn't worked.
I see Paul's ringing up. Can you answer Paul, please?
We're not having Paul.
Why? Put him on. Anyway,
I like
Matt there. I like that one. Because they were going to go into the sea and she still wasn't saying that she was wrong.
You're going to be a smart ass, Fat.
Yes.
Get it right.
Well, I did.
I
liked
it. That's three callers.
Can you just say you were wrong yesterday?
That's three callers.
Can you just say you were wrong
sucked
yesterday?
In.
No. Seven times Paul's ring.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You can't say that, Jim, because that is very popular. Popular. That's what's happened.
Some people are better known by just one name.
Remember the name.
Bono. The Donna. Buddy.
Buddy joins the legend with a thousand goals.
And this man.
Hello, Limo here. Hey,
third person action from Limo.
Please welcome.
Hi, my name is Limo.
That's it. Anthony Lehman, for those out here who were wondering.
Yes.
Comedian, yes. Actor, radio star, TV star. Born in Peabinger.
That's right, Bill.
Where is
That's
Peabinger, right. Anthony?
Peabinger is in the Murray Mallee, just over the Victorian border inside South Australia. Near a town called Loxton in the Riverland.
Yeah.
Now, Loxton, you might know, is the home of Tony Modra.
Yes.
Alex Carey,
wow.
Australian cricketer. Ryan Fitzgerald.
Wow.
Grantley Filkey, who played for the Crows.
Yeah.
Russell Ebert.
Yes.
Legends all over the place. And myself.
And you. Hey, Limo off the top. What about the Mighty Cats? Some said too old, too slow. They were just too good, weren't they, Limo?
They were too good, Bill. But JB, how have you survived 2 days of this, by the way?
Well, I can't stand it, Limo. Every time the fat bastard opens his mouth, that sort of garbage comes tumbling out, and I've had enough.
You've had enough. Question for you, though, JB. What are you blokes still doing on air? I thought it was final siren of the grand final.
Oh,
it was spinning chairs and a cloud of dust, and you were both gone.
That's Jim, yes.
Well, it used to be me gone, and Bill had to stay on, but I don't know how. It was a negotiation that went wrong, Limo.
Right. Well, you clearly stuffed that up, because here you are now. Bill, the Catters, look, as a Hawthorn fan, hating Geelong is in my DNA, right?
Yes.
But there were a few things that I liked.
What did you like?
Right. I think Joel Selwood put in a belter.
Oh, did nothing
all over
wrong.
All over the place.
Yeah, same Joel.
I've been saying for years, because every time I meet a Geelong player, I like him, Bill.
Oh.
I like him, and that annoys me.
Exactly,
because I want to
yes.
hate them.
Keep going.
But then, so I've been saying for years, I never want to meet Joel Selwood.
And?
For fear that I'll actually like him. He'll turn out to be a good bloke. And yeah, it turns out he is a good bloke,
yep.
which annoys me. The second thing I like, dressing up as the old folks, very funny.
Oh, how good was that?
I enjoyed that. But the highlight for me, Jeremy Cameron putting the premiership medal on a cow.
Oh.
And letting that cow run loose in the back paddock.
Oh, mate.
That was magnificent. And news just in, the Swans have actually requested a trade with that cow. So it could be playing for the Swans next year.
Yes.
Well, the other thing you would have loved, Limo, is the fact that there's another Hawthorn Norm Smith medalist.
Yes.
Oh, Isaac Smith. Who would have thought when he missed that goal in the semi-final back in 2016,
yep,
that he'd be doing it again for the Cats. So he's won for them twice. Big in finals as our Isaac Smith. But he's as good a fella as you'll get, Isaac Smith. So I was very happy to see him up there with the Norm Smith. I was at a function earlier in the day. Sam Mitchell predicted Isaac Smith for the Norm Smith.
At 51. $51,
Limo. How was your grand final week?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I spent the whole week, though, bemoaning the death of the cashie bill.
Oh,
whatever.
Don't talk to me about it.
I was wearing a black armband. JB, did you have a black armband on for the loss of the cashies?
Well, I've never been quite as into them as you two, but Fat's had a bum drop all week because he's now having to put invoices in and sucked in.
And I haven't got any ABN or whatever you need. I don't know how to do them on the computer. Right. How do you actually do an invoice?
Hey, Bill, is this some sort of preemptive bit of evidence for the tax office if they come looking? No, I said on radio I didn't know how to fill all this stuff out. Come on, Mr. Commissioner, forgive me.
I tell you what he did do, Jimmy boy. He opened the batting for Triple M on grand final day.
Yeah. Oh,
well done there. Yes, you're on air with SMC.
That's right.
Yeah, Sarah Marie, that's right. What I did love is that Triple M did not hold back with the stage.
Yes.
It was like we were setting up for a big day out. And we had the sound stage in the middle of the car park there as well. And there was poor old 3AW, SEN and the ABC in tents that were being blown over by the breeze that was swinging through the car park there. So we really did stamp our authority on the place. And then SEN had to pack it in early because the monster truck van had a drum off. So people were playing drums. True story, they had to revert back to the studio.
Well, I don't know if you heard today, but the ratings have come out, Limo. And,
yes.
We spoke about it earlier, I know. But wow, we had shows too. Did you see the jump on the rush hour?
Oh, massive. Yeah.
You got no idea.
No, is the answer to that.
How did you go? What happened?
2.5. We just jumped.
Up or down?
No, up, you idiot.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't be talking about it if it was down, would you?
About to say, that is a question you need to ask, having said that. Now, we need to get to a break because I want to ask you about your show next.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's Can't Listen To Radio.
Limo has stuck around.
Now, Rabs, we've got some sort of device ready, I'm hoping. Well, just to make sure that there's a button or some sort of, because I'm reading the new show with Limo and friends, Don't Be a F-wit.
Yeah,
that's right. It is a comedy self-help podcast, because I think you'll both agree with me that too many of these people have bubbled up to the surface over the last few years, and it is an epidemic, JB and Bill, of wittery on this planet, and we need to bring it to an end.
Jeez, I'm holding this button.
Oh, no, good luck, bro.
We see them everywhere. We see from the, you know, people who drive too slow in the right-hand lane.
Yes.
You know what I do when that happens? I don't know about you guys.
What do you do?
I come up behind them, then I go into the middle lane, I pass them, I look across to see who it is because I want to build a profile of these people in my own head.
Yeah.
And then I very passively, aggressively pull in front of them in the right-hand lane to try and let them know.
But sometimes they got tattoos and they look tough, so you just keep looking straight ahead and you keep going.
Yeah. No, look, if you've got neck tattoos, you can drive as slow as you want in the right-hand lane. And what about this one?
Yep.
People, there's a busy bar and you're queuing at the bar, and then the person in front of you gets to the bar after a 20-minute wait and they go, "Ah, now what am I going to have?"
No, that's not acceptable behaviour.
What about this one? You go into the toilets in your pub, and you walk into the cubicle, and someone's taken a leak all over the seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're having a shot, mate. You're shooting from directly in front, 1 meter out. How can you possibly miss that target? It is a disgrace.
Go to the urinal would help too.
Yeah. What about this? You're sitting in a restaurant with a bunch of friends, and you've got that one wit mate. Yes. He goes, oh, give me the bill. I'll just work out what I had and I'll give you that. Yeah. No, shut your trap, mate. I don't care if you drank one water, had no entree and didn't have dessert. We're dividing this thing equally. Have your bloody share next time.
That is spot on. It's a new podcast. It's about Jim. It's called Don't Be a F***er.
Now, Limo, I was wondering if you were channeling the old yes. TISM song from years ago, where you're only 5 yards from a f***wit.
Yes. You were absolutely right, Jim. And the thing is, we didn't know previously who they were. Like, they used to dress like us. They'd look like us. Sometimes they'd even talk like us. But there's something about the pandemic where they have just risen out of the ashes and you spot them at the weirdest times. They can really shock you. Like, for example, I remember watching an anti-vaxxer rally on the news and then just going, oh, bugger me, Brian from accounts. Well, who knew? There you go. Now, I've had Mick Molloy has been one of my guests so far. This is how we opened up with Mickey.
Helping me navigate the world of f***wits in this episode is none other than comedian, actor, broadcaster, sports nut, beer lover, bar owner, Mick Molloy.
Part on f***wit. On occasion, I can bring it.
Have you been a f***wit, Mickey, in the past?
Oh, mate, you don't have long enough.
And then that podcast went for 3 hours. Mick did give me this example later. Remember the poo jogger up in Queensland?
Oh, yes.
The poo jogger was famous. Well, Mickey told me about a different pooer in New Zealand.
What about the Dunedin pooer? The Invercargill. Was it the Invercargill pooer who used to snap one off in the pool every Friday? And they actually sent the New Zealand cops, sent down, this is true, a team of undercover cops in Speedos to stake out the pool on a Friday afternoon. He was too good for them, though. He was like the Pink Panther of poo jogging. He just had this skill.
Hey, where did that come from?
More of a poo ninja.
One step ahead of the cops. Always.
You'll never catch me.
A little chalk outline of a turn.
Some good gear here from Molloy. Tom Gleeson has been one of my guests so far, and Tom Gleeson was upset about the attitude of some police officers.
So I've got to, like, drive a long way to get home.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over. I was going 120 in a 100 zone, and the policeman said, why were you travelling so fast? And I said to him, because I thought you weren't here.
Actually, it's not bad.
Very good gear from Gleeson there. So we've got Celia Piccola, M. Rusciano, Peter Hellier, Dilruk, Joe Stanley, and Michelle Laurie, my guests on season one of Don't Be a...
Thank you very much. Oh, Reb's got
you
it.
You know, Limo, I was driving from Broome to Cable Beach all the way down to Perth, actually, with my kids years ago. Two sons at that stage. They were about 11 and 8. And I got pulled over for doing 113 in a 100 zone and by a policeman, and he made me get out of the car, and it was 47 degrees. And he started asking me those sort of questions, and I looked at him, I said, mate, just write the ticket. Well, I can't stand out here any longer. It is too hot. I said, I don't care what you bloody charge me. Just write it and hand it over.
But you can find that podcast on all of your podcast providers. Search Don't Be a F ** Wit, or just search Limo.
That's better.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ring now if you listen to it. This is TSL, Jim.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We need more cue.
No, it isn't. So I'm watching the cricket last night, Bill. Mm-hmm. Australia, of course, playing against the West Indies. And it took me back to 19, I think it was 87, 88.
Wow.
When at the Wacca, I was picked to play in a tour match between WA and the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I might have been 19, around there.
Oh, you
and Bill,
been
what it was
pants.
Was a boy being sent to do a man's job.
Well, who was bowling for the
Marshall?
Malcolm Marshall,
Bishop, Patterson, Ambrose. That was their attack.
Patterson was one of the quickest.
Patrick Patterson, the fastest of the lot of them. Ian Bishop, before his back went, was ridiculously fast. Mm. And Ambrose, about 9 foot and fast.
Yeah.
And obviously Malcolm Marshall speaks for himself.
He was whippy, wasn't he? Yeah.
So, I might have been my third or fourth game, and I'm a baby.
Where are you batting?
So I walk about five, I reckon I was batting. Ooh. So I walk out into the middle.
At the Wacker.
And Gordon Greenidge was the captain. I'll never forget it. The slips were 30, 40 metres away.
So you look back, you go, what are you doing, bro?
And there's five of them.
Yeah.
And there's five slips.
Yeah.
A short leg, a bloke behind square, and then in a catching position, and then a fine leg.
So no one forward.
No one in front of the pit except for the bowler. So I'm standing there, and I give it the middle and leg.
leg.
And I don't know who was bowling. I think it might have been Ian Bishop and the great big thundering bloody Fremantle doctor behind him.
Mm.
Gordon Greenidge is second sleeping captain.
Yeah.
He makes the 40-metre walk all the way up to stand next to me while I'm waiting to receive my first ball.
And says?
And just gives it, looks at me. I'll never forget. He looked at me and went, Sorry, man. And then he goes, You move. He started moving the field behind, from where the batsman is behind me. So there's no one in front of the pit. I knew that where the ball was going.
Short.
Halfway down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as I'm about to take strike and...
Are you really shitting?
Yeah, you're shaking?
At this point, I'm thinking I'm in all sorts.
Yeah.
All sorts.
Did you make sure you took the box out?
I had every bit of protective equipment that I wore was on. And I'm standing there. And then as he starts the walk back to second slip, so he's got 40 metres of walking to do, little Gus Logie, who I got to know a little bit later on, and actually a lovely bloke.
Yeah.
He's given it I think it was Ambrose, actually. He said, Umby, put him on the stepladder, man.
Put him on the stepladder.
Take him up to the boardroom, baby. And I'm standing there looking at him going, no, don't want
shut
the stepladder.
Up,
and I go, don't want to go to any boardroom. See, the hook shot is in his armory, man. So I'm like, there's no hook shot. Bill.
What was it like, actually?
You reckon my voice was high in that bit of audio?
Which
you
put. It was.
No, I couldn't get any words out. They wouldn't actually work.
So he runs in, you just... petrified.
So, no, Bill, what happened was I'm pretty sure it was either Bishop or Ambrose that were bowling. One of the balls landed not, it wasn't bouncer length, it was a bit short of that, fuller than that. But the bounce at the whacker was so true that the ball, it was easy to get underneath, went sailing over my head. I looked around, Junior Murray, so this street out here, Junior Murray's back where the building is on the other side of it, that's how far away he is.
Yeah.
The ball went sailing over my head.
Yeah.
Over his head and half volleyed into the side screen. Only bounced once.
For four.
Yeah, four byes.
Four byes.
Bill, Junior Murray didn't even put his hand. It sailed right. He's only a tiny little bastard.
Could you hear it fizz?
Oh, yeah. It you sailed can. Mild over his head and then just went broom into the side screen.
Right. I'd be I wouldn't. I wouldn't go out.
Well, Bill,
I'd just sit there and go, nah.
I'm thinking this is bad enough. And then a wicket fell and Graham Wood came out.
Oh.
And he's playing the test match the next week.
Yeah.
And Bill. They went back another 10 metres and she was bombs away.
Oh, wow.
And at that point I said to myself,
I'm out of it.
I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything to do with it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, who went to the Japanese opera, they sang in Italian with some sublines.
Sublines?
Jim?
He's a mate of mine. I call him the Bob. He's a mate of mine. We caught up last Sunday. I was up in Sydney and I met the Shaq. And guess who the Shaq liked? He liked the Volk. And Alexander, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me, mate. Oh, that intro got me pumped. I started shadow boxing here in the room while I was
going. How tall are you, Volky?
5'6" on a good day, I'd say. Like if I'm, if I'm not tight, if my back's not tight, I reckon 5'6", so I'm reaching.
Righto. And the Shaq, I reckon 7'2" or something. How did you go up against the Shaq?
it's crazy how, obviously I'm small. Everyone's big to me, but Shaq is just on a whole another level, man. It's incredible.
And he's into his UFC. You were saying just before we got you on that he was at your last fight.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, so he's you usually see him on the sidelines there watching a few of the events, and I was lucky enough to have him watch my last one. So I end up shaking his big hand after the fight. So my broken hand too. So
How would he go, Volk? Is there a weight division big enough for Shaq if he got into the cage?
Oh mate, look, he gets some big heavyweights, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure because I know I think they cap at 120. They need to weigh in at. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge of that. Does he make a 120 or
no? No, he's about 150, I reckon. Volky. Hey, tell us about the UFC, mate. It's just gone berserk. It gets bigger and bigger every year. It must be great to be part of.
Yeah, it is, mate. I've been a fan of the sport for a very long time. Just to see it grow in Australia, it's incredible. It really is, and I've been lucky enough to, especially. Seen it rise so much in the last couple of years. I've been champion while that's happened, so it's been pretty incredible to really see that. But it's definitely growing around the world and definitely here in Australia.
I love the fact that you're serving it up to Conor McGregor too, because he can run off at the mouth, the Irishman, and you're giving as good as you got. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's it, mate. That's it. You never know where that can go. So, he was, stirring up my little mate, so I was like, had to step in, you know what I mean? So.
Little Hezbollah.
Not Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, that's it, yeah.
He's a Russian viral sensation. He's tiny.
Yeah, well, that's what we actually, he was down there. So I actually went there and did a bit of content with him. He shoved the burger in my face. So, and then I still had his back when Conor McGregor was having a go at him, you know?
Oh, good on you. How's your hand? You broke it last fight.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's good, mate. It's much better. It's been 8 weeks since the surgery, and I'm already back in training. So, I'm, back to sparring and that. This was like the first week I've started doing that, and it's holding up well. So,
are you going to have to lift up division? Because there's no one left in your division. You've cleaned them all up. So, are we going up, down? What are we doing?
Well, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at that lightweight division. So, there's plenty of big challenges up there, and I'm ready for them. So, yeah, that's something that we're looking at. Right now, while we're finding out who's next in the featherweight division, I want to move up and take that second belt.
What's the difference in the weight?
Well, I fight at 65.8 is what I weigh in at.
Yeah.
And for lightweight, it's 70.3, I think it is.
Right.
So, yeah.
Couple of burgers.
Yeah, exactly. I used to be 97 kg. That's what I mean.
97?
Yeah, 97. I was a front rower, so when I used to play a bit of rugby league. So
5'6" and 97. Yeah, yeah. You're rotund.
Yeah. Now you know why Uber Eats wanted to work with me.
Bill, I'd be good at UFC. You, I can see myself. Volk probably hasn't seen the package I'm bringing to the table, but I'm telling you, Bill. You and I would. You'd last about 20 seconds.
Who are you talking to, Volk?
No, I'm talking to you, Bill. No, I'm not talking to the Volk.
You got no idea. He looks like a linguine arms. He's a skinny linguine arms.
Hey, Bill, the record, 12 wins by KO.
Yes.
3 by submission and 10 by decision. 25-1 zip.
Wow.
This is the world champ we're speaking to.
I know.
The best there is.
Yes, exactly. And we love having you on the Rush Hour, mate. All the best for the next fight. All the best for the new hand, or the, when it mends, of course.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah. And Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, of course.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you see your former president, old Flog here, getting some merchandise from Carly at the club? Now, Jim, you know I'm a simple man.
Yes, I do know that.
And I just like my little coffee, right? I like a cappuccino and I like a latte or a short black, whatever it might be, and I love a hot chocolate now and then.
Right.
So how come, Jim? How come when I get a cappuccino or a latte, it's hot, 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 hot?
Yes.
And then sometimes I get a hot chocolate. A hot chocolate, it's in the name, Jim.
Yes.
It's not bloody hot.
Ooh.
Why aren't hot chocolates hot?
I don't know.
Jim, I'm asking you.
I haven't got an answer for you.
So, hence.
Help, hence.
133353.
What's the question?
What annoys the shit out of you? Why aren't hot chocolates hot?
I don't know the answer.
Cappuccinos are.
I don't ever have them, but that's annoying.
Lattes are hot. Well, everything's hot.
I'll tell you what annoys me.
What?
When you've got your better half in the car.
Oh.
And you're going to the pharmacy, let's say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you pull up. Yes. And Lise wants to jump out quickly and go to the pharmacy. But as we all know, it always takes longer than you think.
Exactly.
So you think, well, only be a couple of minutes, always 5 or 6.
Yes.
So jumps out to get to the pharmacy.
Oh,
just a little one.
Because you've
got
one
the car
out.
On your own.
Jim.
You've got the car to yourself. So I think, it's going to be 5 or 6 minutes. I get a little one.
Oh, no.
And Bill.
Yeah.
bounces out after about 48 seconds.
Straight back in the car.
Put the windows down. Put everything up.
Tim.
Oh, Bill, it's normally five, and that's more than enough time to exit. Bill.
That annoys you.
That's annoying. There isn't a man listening to this show that hasn't had that happen to him.
Or in a lift on your own, you drop one and... Five women get in at the next time. So,
Bill,
what annoys you?
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't drink hot chocolate, but if it's not hot, that would be very annoying.
Every hot chocolate I have had is not hot.
133353, Bill.
Yeah, farting or hot chocolate?
No.
What is it?
What annoys
No, we don't want those because we've yes, said those. Exactly. That means you don't ring up with those. You ring up with something else that annoys you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not only is it not funny, it's also highly inappropriate.
Right now we're talking things that annoy you.
Yes, like hot chocolate not being hot.
Yes, fair enough. Yeah, can't argue with that.
Jim just dropped one.
Well, we get to the first caller.
Yeah. Apsy from Geelong. Hey, Apsy.
Jimmy, Fat, Rabsy, how are we, boys?
Good. What annoys you, mate?
Well, a little bit similar to Jim's there. Try and do the right thing by the missus. Don't let one rip in the bedroom there. Just jump out of bed, go to the hallway.
Yep. Yeah.
Let one rip, mate, and you still get in trouble for the big loud noise that comes out of the back passage.
Oh, no.
So you had to bring it down.
Well, I didn't think we'd go all the way there. Neil's in Laylaw.
Neilo.
Hello. How you going, JB? How you going, Fat?
Hey, Neilo. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent, mate.
Good on you. What do you got for us today?
Mate, what annoys me is when I go to an ATM in the Laylaw Plaza, it's always out of bloody service.
Yeah, that is annoying. And not as annoying.
And that annoys the crap out of me.
Neilo, what about when you go and it's not your bank and they sting you $4 to take your own money out of it?
And that's why I won't go to them.
Good. What's the Laylaw Plaza like? That'd be all right.
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad. It's just annoying when the bloody ATM's out of service.
I know.
Bloody common.
I think we got out of the right spot. They might just invest with us.
Yeah.
Jace is in Wang.
He is. Wang Garada. G'day, Jace.
G'day, Fat. G'day, JB. How you going?
Beautifully, mate. What annoys you?
Mate, what annoys me is I take the young bloke to the footy on the Sunday at Auskick and he gets in the car and puts his bloody boots on my dashboard.
What are you driving?
Nah, Holden, Colorado, mate. Holden, Colorado.
Not on the Colorado.
Not on the Colorado, no,
not
Bill.
The
not
boots.
With the mud on the boots.
I like that.
And especially up here, it's a bit wet at Northeast Victoria at the moment, so it's pissing me off.
Would be. Would be. Stay there, Jace.
This would be good,
Mahalia.
Jim.
Mahalia.
Yes.
Berwick. Hello, Mahalia.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Mahalia.
Hello.
What's annoying you, please?
When you go to the servo and you have a diesel and you can't find the diesel pump because it's being used or it's all the way down the end.
Oh.
That really, I want to swear, but I know I'm not allowed.
Yes.
It really annoys me. Yeah.
But there are a lot more diesel pumps there because I'll drive the diesel too.
But sometimes there'll be three of the four lanes that'll have diesel and the one you choose hasn't.
I know, Jim.
And then you got to try and back up and get into another lane and people behind you are unhappy.
You know what I was thinking the other day while I was getting petrol? They should employ someone, two people to pump petrol for you.
Well,
so you don't get out
of
back
in the day.
Back in the good old days, Jim.
Yeah.
Here's your million-dollar idea.
And they do your windscreen.
Yeah, but imagine that. If someone flies out, you don't have to leave the car. You give them your credit card or cash or whatever, and they fill your car up and you drive away. Mm. That'd be service.
There we are, Bill.
There's something for us to
Templeton
look at.
Templeton has... Stay there, Mahalia.
Oh, Kelvin.
Kelvin Templeton.
Kelvin.
From Eltham. How are you,
mate? How you going, boys?
Good, man.
Going well.
Anyone call you Kelvin?
Yeah, all the time, mate.
Oh, pigeon chest.
What annoys you?
What annoys me is when I'm in the meat section at the supermarket and I'm really feeling like splashing out, I'll buy the stir-fried chicken.
Yep.
The stuff that's already pre-cut.
Yeah.
Then you go and throw it in the pan. It's all still bloody stuck together.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So you're going to splash out and you buy the stir-fried chicken?
Yeah.
Come on, Kelvin, you're better than that. Buy some nice steaks.
Bill, he wants chicken.
I like chicken, Bill. I don't look like you.
Well said. Stay there. Chris in Warrialik. That's Big Monkey Town.
Warrialik, yep.
How are you, Chris?
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Fat.
Yes. I love it.
What annoys you, mate? Chris.
Boys, nothing does my head in more than people that sit 20 under on a single lane, and as soon as you hit that overtake, they go 10 over. Boys, I can't stand it.
No, I'm with you. So they make sure you don't get past them,
but then
and then as soon as it goes back to a single lane, they go back to doing under the speed limit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Does my bloody head in.
It's even a three-laner, and you got the right-hand lane, and they sit under there. That is annoying.
Oh, there's some good ones there. Yeah, well, what about Tommy from Geelong?
What's Tommy like?
Losing the first leg of the quaddie.
Oh, that is bloody annoying, Tommy. I like that. That is very annoying. We've
Heath
done that,
says,
haven't we?
I'm just reading a few here. Heath says Collingwood supporters. Oh. They annoy us as well, mainly, yeah, right. Mainly Rabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Wesley actually, win. I'm coming around to Collingwood.
Joe.
Because of McRae.
When her husband and son leave cardboard in the fridge, my kids do that all the time.
Mm.
So they'll finish whatever they're eating and leave the empty packet the fridge.
Yeah.
All right, nice, not bad topics.
Yes, I thought I was good.
Reasonable from you.
Yes, even the boss come in and liked it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And, Thomas Carr. Yes, right, another one. This one caught my eye, Jimmy boy.
Or Thomas.
Well, you're in Sydney, and I thought you'd come home last night, so you'd be okay for today.
No, I came home today.
Why?
Because I couldn't get out. Well, I could have got out last night, but it would have been 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have got in until 12:30.
And how was
and
your
I got
trip?
Up at 6:30 in the morning, so I said, bugger that, I'm going to stay overnight and come back today.
How was your trip?
Well, it was good.
Normally you complain about something.
Well, it was only a 45-minute delay leaving. So that's actually that's close to on time for the national airline.
Yes,
45-minute delay.
Here we go. Here
so
we
then,
go.
Bill,
just starting the warm up. That's it.
So then, in the air,
yes.
And we get told in the air, that so a lot of that time's been made up.
Of course, yes.
And we're only going to be sort of 20 minutes late. Not 45 minutes late. They made 25 up. So that's we won't get you on time, but we're doing our best.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, all right, well that's good because I've got to get here and do our show.
Prepare.
Then, 10 minutes later, the captain's back on.
Captain.
And he goes.
Grunewagen?
No, not Captain Grunewagen. Assume the position. It wasn't him. But the captain comes back and says, we've now been told by air traffic control that we've got to slow down and circle Melbourne for the next 40 minutes.
That's nice.
So, Bill. We were just doing laps.
Of Melbourne.
Around Melbourne.
Did you go down
for
to Geelong?
Oh, we probably did. I don't know. There was a cloud cover, so I couldn't see exactly where we were. So, Bill, it was good. So ended up basically an hour and 20 minutes later arriving than I should have been.
Oh.
Again.
Yes, I know.
But I had a very nice day yesterday with all the cricketers doing, the stuff for Seven. A good, very nice, respectful boys.
Do you know the cricketers well?
Not
and
well.
Who surprised
Well, I know a few of them well. Like Alex Carey, I've known him for a long time. Travis Head, I've known him for a long time.
Empty,
Nathan Lyon, I've known Empty. Yeah. Like, so a few of them you know well.
But what
Mitch
about
Stark
the other,
is a very nice
What about the other boys?
I don't know Steve Smith particularly well.
Yeah.
And very, very accommodating, but different. You can tell he's a quirky cat.
Yes.
Smudge.
Yes,
he's different, very different. Marnus Labuschagne. The whole time we were there, had
close.
A bat in his hand the whole time.
A bat in his hand
the whole time.
Were these eyes too close?
Bill, that's not what
Bill.
I'm talking about.
No, that's
not the case.
I think
but
it is.
But now this is a relaxing day where they just front up and do Q&As with whoever's there.
Yeah.
So there's no stress on them. They're just sitting around waiting to do the next thing.
Yeah.
He had a cricket bat in his hand the whole time.
he's just one of those blokes.
And Kez said to me, he's looking at him, he'll go from here down to the nets and he'll bat for 3 hours.
Can you do
as soon
that?
As we're finished here, he'll go straight to the indoor nets and he'll bat for 3 straight hours. I don't know, but
no, you can't.
I didn't spend 3 hours in the nets in a whole season.
Ever. No,
but,
never spent
so,
3 hours out in the middle.
Big Cam Green is a very, very respectful, nice young man.
Yes.
He's Scotch collegian from Perth, so very aware of the fact that I'm a legend of that school.
Did he cramp up?
He said to me, you got expelled, didn't you?
Oh.
I said, Cam. I'm not sure. I wasn't expelled. The headmaster just wasn't overly keen for me to come
you
back.
You got kicked out and you had to go to
Well, there's
Adelaide.
A difference.
No, there's
like
not.
He didn't, it wasn't you brought in and expelled. He
you
just,
weren't liked.
At the holidays, he just said to me, probably not a great idea for you to come back.
Because you're entitled and you weren't liked, so you had to go to Adelaide.
No, I just wasn't a great student. I wasn't great.
Neither was I.
What did you do today, Bill?
5 E's.
Yeah, you went to a function.
I did. Well, a rush hour lunch. Well, it wasn't really
was
a rush
that?
Hour lunch. It was the all the sponsors there, our good friends from Bosch.
Yes.
Little Paul wasn't there.
What happened to Little Paul?
He couldn't make it.
Right.
Yeah, so, but they were there. Also, Tia, Al Van RV.
Yes.
Very good boys.
Country shows we did.
Yes. Yep. The brothers, they were there. Mitre 10, the other hardware store, they were there. So we had a good chat there. Joey Montagna. and also Howie and Ewan ran it. So that was good. Just a few questions about the footy season coming up and finals. The Graham Hotel, that's a nice little spot, Jim, in Port Melbourne.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice pub.
So we just did a bit of, you know, I suppose I spoke to him about cut through. Client messaging.
Yeah, did
how
you?
How they wanted that.
Did you?
And I said the one-on-one, if we can have a chat, like Chemist Warehouse.
Cut
we
through.
Know them. Cut through. Improved ROI, Jim.
ROI.
Yeah, return on investment.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we spoke about that.
So, you weren't paid for this, were we?
Sure.
No, well, I got sent. He was. Guess who was supposed to go? Had
I'm
a place.
Stuck in the air.
You what?
Stuck in the air.
Jeez, oh, I thought you were doing something else. there was a placemat with James Brayshaw on it, and I said, don't worry, he won't be coming. So it would have been nice if you just
well,
stuck your head in.
Well, stuck in the air. I can't arrive. What do you want me to parachute out of a Qantas plane and land on the Graham? I will tell you this. I will tell you this. We're doing.
What's wrong with him?
We're doing Stumped is the show we were mainly there to shoot.
And yes, we spoke about the cricket coming up on Triple M.
But did I tell you about Usman Khawaja and
Aussie
on Stump? Did
no,
I tell
no.
You?
What did Aussie say?
Well, the question was, who's shorter out of these Tasmanian legends, David Boone or Ricky Ponting?
Ooh.
And Aus goes, well, it's got to be Boone.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that's true. But he's here at 160 and Punter's here at 170 on five on my sheet.
Yeah.
I said, there's no way Punter's that much taller than Babs.
Yeah.
No way.
No.
Aus goes, well, that must have been after he had his hair done.
Oh, no. Oz said that.
I said, Oz, no one says that. Oz.
Is that going there?
No one goes there.
Will that go there?
Well, I don't know. I might have to get fixed in edit. I said, Oz, you're talking about the great man here. No one goes there.
No one.
No one.
No one.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, Jimmy boy, I had a few drinks the other day, or the other night. I must have been up on the Gold Coast, I think, Jim. I had a few drinks there, and so I left my car there and I took a bus instead. Turns out I can't drive a bus very well when I'm pissed either.
Oh, my God.
I've taken the bus.
That's just, well, it's inappropriate. It's irresponsible.
Well, it's a joke.
I've read it.
It's 2022, and I think you've taken it out of the Herald Sun.
Yes.
So all of the above.
Oh, you and Whitney, the fun police, will just come in and say, you can't go with that. You can't do that.
No, I'm pissed. So I'll get
here we go. Hang on, there's a message from outside. Drink responsibly. Oh, okay.
Thanks, Bill.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR. I feel good.